Hey, FedEds, John here with you at CigarFederation.com. We're bringing the coverage of IPCPR 2016 Las Vegas. We're at the Twin Engine booth. Coffee. A third day. Everyone needs coffee. We're here with Colin Ganley. Colin, how's it going, brother?
It's going really well. Thank you very much.
Now, last year, you were kind of in between the Dion's booth and kind of down the alley. This time, you're right in front of the food court.
Yeah.
I think you said traffic's been really brisk here.
Yeah, it's been really busy. I mean, everybody needs coffee in the morning.
I need coffee right now.
Yeah, so we're constantly busy. Fortunately, a lot of those people are also retailers who are picking up the coffee to sell in their stores. You know, our retail program is just, it fits in with cigar stores, pricing and everything perfectly. So.
And what's been, typically, what's been most popular of your blends for the cigar stores, typically?
The most popular, there are three blends that most cigar stores take. The Cuban style, which is very much like the Miami style of coffee. But really the primary ones are the Reserve Honey Bear for the high rollers, the real coffee lovers, and the people who just want, you know, sort of the best. And then our flagship, which is the cigar blend. The cigar blend is one where we select the beans specifically because they have a clean finish. So when you're drinking your coffee, it's strong, it's good, but it leaves your mouth clean so you can then take a puff of your cigar and you can still taste the cigar.
Well, I know when we went through the last time we were in Nicaragua, we saw your product on display at the for sale at the airport.
Yep.
I grabbed a couple of bags of La Fonte. They didn't last very long at all.
Yeah.
I know that cigar aficionados typically really like the La Fonte. So what, like, can you give us maybe a little bit of detail for people who didn't watch the show last year? You should have. Tell them a little bit about the El Fonte and maybe a little background on the beans.
Yeah, the El Fonte is really a strange one. We actually don't promote it very much anymore because it's in such limited quantities.
Okay.
So this year, in order to secure the quantity that we needed, still I don't think it's going to be enough, we actually financed the farmer to grow his entire crop for us, and we took the entire crop. Unfortunately, all we got out of that was about 2,200 pounds of it. Which is green. When you roast it, you lose about 20% of that. So we don't have a ton of it to work with. But El Fonte is this bean called Maragohipe. And that is a very large bean which produces an extremely creamy coffee that just has a naturally viscous texture and is delicious.
So that's not the only thing you've got going on in this show. As it came up, I see you've got something really big for people out there who maybe they don't have their own coffee maker, maybe they don't have their own equipment. Talk about the K-Cups.
Yeah, so we made a huge investment this year because so many people are drinking their coffee. People who really like coffee but want to keep their kitchen clean or are drinking it at the office, they're using K-Cups.
I call those people slackers, but carry on.
And so what we did is we looked around for the best machine that we could buy to put our specialty grade coffee in K-Cups. So we're importing the machine right now. It'll be in Nicaragua, and we'll be putting our specialty-grade coffees in K-Cups, and we're expecting the first delivery to be October 15th.
Fantastic. So if you don't have your coffee set up, you have no excuse not to pick up Twin Engine, get it in the K-Cups. I'm sure that's going to be huge. I know there's tons of people that have K-Cup machines out there.
Yeah, it's, you know, 12% of people drink coffee in K-Cups here in the U.S. If you exclude the Folgers crowd, that brings it up to like 30% of people.
Dirty, dirty Folgers crowd. Stop drinking Folgers. Start drinking Twin Engine. Colin, thanks very much.
No, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. And obviously, we appreciate your coffee. I'm going to need a pick-me-up here. Coming at you, IPCPR 2016, Cigar Federation, out.